The bombshell college admission scandal is putting a microscope on the pressure many parents feel to get their kids into college. Last week, prosecutors in Boston detailed how parents allegedly paid bribes to abuse athletic programs and special testing accommodations to boost their children's admissions chances. That leaves other parents without those privileges wondering how they can help their kids overcome yet another obstacle. This morning, we're going to hear from a few of these parents. Joining us here in the studio are Kerry Rodriguez of Medford. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Rodolfo Aguilar from Hyde Park. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Lorene Trio of Medford. Lorene, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you.
Let me start by asking about your kids. How old are they? Where are they in the college admissions process? Kerry, start with you.
So my children, Matthew, Miles, and David, are 6, 7, and 11.
I have three kids. One is 21. He's a sophomore at Suffolk University. I have a freshman in high school and a seventh grader, who's my daughter, who's 13 years old.
And the other two thinking about college.
Yes, that's what we are thinking. We're doing everything that we can to get them there.
I have a 14-year-old son in the eighth grade, and my daughter is a senior. She's 18 and has applied to many colleges.
What were your first reactions when the college admissions scandal broke in Boston last week?
My first reactions were disbelief. I was very naive to think that no one would even think about paying their children's way into college. My daughter is on an ed plan, and she does great in school. But the accommodations that my daughter got for the SATs, unfortunately, didn't help boost her scores. She had to overcome a lot of obstacles to do well in school and to be successful and to apply to colleges. So it was disheartening.
It was really reinforcing beliefs I already had. Would I love to walk through the world thinking that we have an equitable system that, you know, if you do your best, and this is what we tell our kids, right?
Yeah.
If you do your best and you work really hard and you do the right things, you're going to get into college and you're going to have this happy, wonderful life. But I know that's not the case. And that's heartbreaking. But that's why, you know, I would say, like, if somebody gave me $10 million right now, the mm-hmm. first thing I would do is try to get them access to that opportunity.
As I found out the details, I was disgusted.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Well, you know, to find out that I'm doing everything right, I would want to think that I would buy the best education by getting access to tutors and doing it the right way,
yeah.
by helping your kid to really achieve,
themselves,
be the person that earns it, earning it yourself, you know. That's the key word here.
As parents, how early do you start to feel the pressure of getting your kids ready to try and get into a good college?
I started when my kids were literally crawling, basically going to kindergarten or pre-kindergarten, I could say. My wife, she had that in her head that our kids had to be reading, writing, doing math equations at a grade level. That wasn't the case for our oldest kid, who's actually now in college, a sophomore. We did have to get some extra help for him. But once we did that and he overcame the obstacle, he's doing exceptionally well. And I could say that a lot of our kids out there, all they need is a little push, that extra help that sometimes they're not getting.
We have to start early. And the information, the data tells us, you know, for kids like mine, if they're not on grade level by the third grade, they are literally prime candidates for the school-to-prison pipeline. And if you're a Boston parent and you pick the wrong pre-K, you pick the wrong elementary school, and your child does not have access to the advanced coursework that leads you to an exam school in Boston, the decisions we make as parents about our kids at 4 and 5 have long-term implications. So if you're not thinking about this very early on, you're already off track. It's stunning how early you have to think about it.
I didn't think about it as early, I think, to be honest, as the two of you did. My daughter, she struggled a lot. So we definitely started talking about it in middle school and for sure in high school. But I think I took a little bit of a different approach just because I watched her struggle and didn't want to put added pressure onto her.
It's not surprising to me that our perspectives are so different, given the different demographics of our children
mm-hmm.
and how early we have to be thinking about this, because we know that the system is inequitable.
Mm.
And your perspective is so different from mine because the consequences for my children are so different than from yours. And that's heartbreaking to me as a mother.
When I was speaking, that's what I was thinking.
Affirmative action has been at the forefront of many college admissions discussions. Affirmative action has been accused in some quarters of taking seats that should have gone to kids of any color. And yet here we are in a situation where wealthy, mostly white parents are buying their way into college for their kids.
And how ridiculous is that? The rhetoric that has been out there about how people of color and children of color are stealing the seats that belong to white folks when this is existing, and we know it exists in the system, it makes me mad as hell. The idea that there are women who have gone to jail because they are so desperate to get their children the opportunity to have higher education, and this is what exists in our system, you want to talk about injustice and inequity. That is stunning.
It's been close to 50 years since Martin Luther King came with the civil rights movement. Yes, you know, in paper it was change, but the attitude of the people has not really changed throughout the years because we have not really done a good job in talking about it and how that can be positive for our society. We have to, I'm talking to my kid who's in college, and he is basically saying, Dad, you know, I work hard to get here. In not just hard, he worked twice as hard because we as minorities have to prove ourselves when we come to the door and get that opportunity for the first time.
So let me try to get to a bottom line here on what you think should be done from this point on about these parents and these students. What do you want to happen to the parents?
I think that they should be prosecuted, and I think there needs to be some sort of system put in place to prevent this from happening.
So no forgiveness for the parents?
No.
What about the kids?
I mean, they had to be old enough to know what was going on. I mean, I don't know how they would not at 18. I can't imagine my daughter not being able to figure out what I'm doing.
And so, one of them even admitted the fact
that
they weren't even showing up at high school. How
right.
do you not
yeah.
know? While I have empathy and I can understand with a mother's heart why, you know, they wanted to do this, they absolutely have to be prosecuted, and those children need to be taken out of college. There has to be consequences. There has to be a hard line. And frankly, we need to send a strong message to anyone else who thinks they can buy their way into the system that this is not acceptable to us. Otherwise, we're complicit.
Kerry Rodriguez of Medford, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Rodolfo Aguilar of Hyde Park, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And Lorene Trio of Medford, thank you.
Thank you.